Welcome to CW Today, a daily 5-minute program dedicated to helping women with their life relationships. Hosted by veteran ladies conference speaker and the editor of Christian Womanhood magazine, Mrs. Loretta Walker. The closer a woman's heart is to the heart of God, the better able she is to thrive in her relationships with others. In that spirit, here's the host of CW Today, Mrs. Loretta Walker.
The last part about being a drama mama, in my mind, is someone that holds grudges. They hold a grudge. And we really need to be careful about that, because that's the same. Holding a grudge against somebody is the same as being someone that doesn't give grace to another individual. You know, you have no understanding, you have no patience with them making a mistake, and you hold it against them. I was talking to a lady one time who brought up the fact that her husband went out and bought a car many, many years ago. I mean, we're talking 40 years ago, and she's still bringing it up. Do you know what that means? She's still holding a grudge. She will never let him forget his mistakes. I know another lady that her husband was on one of these schemes where he was going to buy and sell cars and make a lot of money for him. And so he bought this car and then painted it, and it was a mess. The paint didn't turn out right. It turned out to be a shade of pink instead of red. And it was just wasn't his thing to do, but he was trying. It was one of those ventures. I don't know if you have a husband that makes ventures, but she did. And so she's still talking about it, that, yeah, remember that time when you tried to make money doing cars? You know, and so she just keeps reminding him of the things that he did that was wrong. Can I tell you that? That's holding a grudge. Now, let me just say this to you. If you have a spouse that has messed up, I mean, in some way, I'm talking they messed up, it will be hard for you to trust them again. And I'm not talking about just buying a car. I'm talking about they were unfaithful to you or something big like that. I realize it's very, I haven't had to do that, so I don't know how to get over it. But I do know that you're supposed to get over it. If you've chosen to stay with that man, I know you're supposed to get over it. I know you're not supposed to hold a grudge against him. And every time Satan reminds you, hey, he's late coming home, it might be he's out drinking or he's out carousing, or it might, you got to fight that thought, because Satan knows where your weakness is. So what do we do about holding a grudge? Well, when the Bible says that you're supposed to forgive, then that means you're supposed to forgive. Now, I always tell people this, that I never have forgotten the people that have hurt me. I haven't forgotten those situations. My mind is too sharp when it comes to remembering things that people did that hurt me. Now, I can't remember yesterday what I did or what I ate, but I can remember all these things people did to hurt me. So I'm saying, whenever you have somebody that's hurt you and you want to, and they've upset you or they've disappointed you, and you want to hold a grudge, you got to fight it. You got to say, and I'm going to forgive them, because it's even as God for Christ's sake hath forgiven us. You're going to do that because it's right to do. That's what I'm talking about. You don't hold a grudge. And you know, these drama mamas, they delight in going around talking about what these people have done to them and how they're never going to forgive them. And I'm thinking, that's not really scriptural. When you want to live your life as God, in the way that God wants you to live, you will forgive and you will not hold a grudge. I don't think anybody that's been listening to me today wants to be a drama mama. There's nobody here that's listening to this broadcast wants to cause strife, wants to share secrets, wants to make herself first, wants to be proud of her anger, and wants to hold grudges. I don't think you are. That's why you're listening. You're trying to improve yourself. But can I tell you, there's a little bit of all of this in each of us. And if we don't fight it, it will rear its ugly head and it'll come out. So do you have something in your mind, somebody you want to hold over them? You want to hold a grudge against somebody, that a mistake they made? Can I encourage you today? Don't be a drama mama. Forgive it and stop bringing it up. And if Satan brings it up again in your mind, tell him, I've forgiven it. I'm not going to think about it anymore. Rejoice in the Lord always, and again I say rejoice.
Thanks, Miss Loretta. CW Today is a production of Faith Music Radio. For additional material about Loretta Walker, CW Today, and about Christian Womanhood Magazine, visit Faith Music Radio online at www.faithmusicradio.com.